Hey, what's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Aquarius Open Minds. I'm your host, Christopher Goodsell, and today we're looking at a topic that sits right on the border of science and the supernatural, quantum mechanics. Don't switch off. I promise this is not a snore fest. We're jumping into possible time travel, parallel universes, and all kinds of other weird, wacky, and bizarre stuff. So strap yourselves in and open your minds. This one is going to be a wild ride. This story is as fascinating as it is mind-bending, and if, like me, you're one of those people who loves diving headfirst into the weird and wonderful, then grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's journey into the bizarre. So, what exactly is this quantum mechanics that makes some of the brightest minds scratch their heads in utter confusion? Well, to put it simply, it's the science of the very, very small. Picture this. Scientists, over centuries, have been taking apart the universe like a kid disassembling a clock to see how it ticks. They've peeled back layer after layer, going smaller and smaller. The Greeks, bless them, had the idea that everything was made up of tiny, indivisible particles they called atoms. Fast forward a couple of thousand years, and it turns out atoms aren't so indivisible after all. They're made up of even smaller particles. And here's where it gets truly weird. When scientists started poking around in the subatomic world, they found out that things there don't follow the same rules as they do in our everyday experience. In our world, objects tend to stay where they are, unless you give them a nudge. But in the subatomic realm, things can be in two places at once. I'm not talking about something merely stretching or appearing blurry, I mean being in two completely different locations simultaneously. Think about that. Also, causes don't necessarily precede effects there. Cause before effect? Not always a thing. I told you this was going to be strange. Perhaps the strangest aspect of quantum mechanics is what's known as the observer effect. It's almost as if reality itself gets a bit shy when someone is watching. According to the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics, if we assume the macro world, the big, everyday world around us, follows the same rules as the subatomic world, then before you look at something, it exists in all possible states at once. It's like that infamous Schrödinger's cat being alive and dead at the same time until you peek into the box. The moment you observe it, it collapses into one single reality. Your computer screen, before you turned your head to look at it, could have been a toaster, a chocolate cake, or nothing at all. Once you looked, poof, there it was, just a regular computer screen. If that doesn't bake your noodle, I don't know what will. Now enter Hugh Everett and the many worlds interpretation. In April of 1956, a man named Hugh Everett came along and offered an alternative way of thinking about all this quantum strangeness. What if, instead of the universe picking one state when observed, all possible outcomes actually happen, but in parallel universes? Imagine every decision you've ever made, every coin flip, every random moment spinning off into its own universe. So, when you look at your computer screen in another universe, another version of you might be looking at a completely different screen or a completely different world altogether. This is known as the many worlds theory, and it gained popularity thanks to physicist Bryce DeWitt in the 1970s. So let's talk about a real-life case of quantum reality shift. Now, if you think all this is just highfalutin theory, let's talk about a real-life case that might just make you wonder if there's more to it than meets the eye. Imagine a man who claims he somehow jumped between these realities. Sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi novel, right? Well, hold on to your hats. This man didn't just tell a fantastical story. He brought back what he claimed was physical evidence. And that's not all. A group of eyewitnesses came forward, swearing they saw him phase in and out of existence, like a glitch in the Matrix. Let's dive into this mysterious tale. The mysterious incident in Somerset, England, 1974. Our story begins on a quiet summer day in 1974 in Somerset, England. A doctor was driving along a narrow country road when he noticed a disheveled man sitting by the side. The man looked like he had been through hell and back, his clothes soaked through, his face blank and confused. The doctor, being the Good Samaritan type, pulled over to check on him, but when he tried to engage the man in conversation, he found him to be in a daze, unable to remember who he was or where he came from. Taken to a small local hospital, this mystery man was admitted under the name John Doe. A doctor named Dr. Nent was assigned to his case. When Dr. Nent asked him to recall his earliest memory, John Doe mentioned wandering out of a garden, lost and bewildered. What's particularly odd is that when he spoke, he noticed his voice seemed to move in slow motion, like it wasn't quite synced with the rest of the world around him. He was diagnosed with amnesia, and the tests began. As the days passed, John Doe's experiences grew stranger. He began to see the world around him shimmer and morph into entirely different scenes, a wall becoming an alleyway, a nurse's face shifting into a lion's head. These weren't just hallucinations. He could smell, touch, and hear the changes as if they were real. Naturally, the doctors thought he was experiencing some form of psychosis or brain trauma, but John Doe insisted it was something far more bizarre. On the third day of his stay, John Doe ventured further from the hospital on his daily walk and found himself back at that very same garden. As he stood there, something incredible happened. The world around him began to shift again, but this time it didn't stop. It seemed more permanent, like the universe was rebooting itself, and John Doe was caught in the middle. Just as he was about to make a run for it, everything went black. When our John Doe finally came to, he wasn't in a hospital bed. He was lying in his own garden, staring up at the sky, with his gardener standing over him, asking if he was all right. His name, he realized, was Peter Williamson, and the last thing he remembered was hosting a barbecue 3 days prior. And here's where it gets even stranger. Peter had been missing for those 3 days, and when he came back, he wasn't wearing his own jeans, but a pair of corduroy trousers that were far too clean and too new for a man supposedly lost for days. After his return, Peter began having vivid dreams that felt more like memories. He recalled being in the hospital, speaking to Dr. Nent, and experiencing those strange reality shifts. The dreams were so detailed that he decided to visit the hospital to get to the bottom of things. When Peter finally met Dr. Nent, he was shocked. The doctor had no memory of Peter whatsoever and insisted he had never seen him before. Despite Peter's detailed recollection, it was as if his entire stay at the hospital had never happened, at least not in the reality Dr. Nent occupied. The plot thickens. But let's talk about those trousers, shall we? Peter decided to investigate the origin of the pants he was found wearing. They bore a label from a tailor named Herbert Fox, whose shop had burned down in 1954. What's more, the fabric and zipper were only manufactured after 1968, meaning they couldn't have been made before the shop's destruction. A truly mind-bending anomaly. Now remember that barbecue? Eyewitnesses, including Peter's neighbors, claim that as Peter walked out to fetch his dog in the rain, a bolt of lightning struck nearby, and Peter vanished, literally vanished, in front of their eyes. Moments later, he was gone without a trace, despite a thorough search by the police. Was Peter Williamson really jumping between parallel realities? Did he bring back those trousers from another dimension, or was this all an elaborate hoax? Well, we decided to dig deep into this mystery, and I mean deep, and the results are nothing short of fascinating. I did some serious legwork on those trousers and confirmed that they shouldn't exist, at least not in this reality. Every piece of evidence about the tailoring, materials, and labels pointed to something that should not have been possible. So, were they a masterful forgery, or was there something more to Peter's story? Perhaps quantum mechanics isn't so far-fetched after all. So, what do we make of all this? Are there truly other dimensions where every possibility exists simultaneously? And if so, can we stumble into them, like Peter Williamson claims he did? We may never know for certain, but quantum mechanics continues to challenge our understanding of reality and what's possible. It's up to us to keep an open mind, and if you really want to get in someone else's pants, there are probably easier ways to do it than going to a parallel universe. Thank you for joining me on this strange journey through the quantum realm. If you enjoyed this episode of Aquarius Open Minds, make sure to subscribe, share, and leave a comment. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember, the truth is often stranger than fiction.